analyst Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and we answer questions that you've sent in, emailed in, mailed in, and we have a ton of stuff to go over, so we better jump in, sugar.
All right, Joe, what are some things I can teach my sons about preparing for marriage? I didn't have a successful marriage with their father, and I'm worried they won't trust me.
Oh, well, they'll listen to you. Trust is a funny thing, you know. You learn from people that make mistakes, but you learn from people that didn't make any mistakes. You know, I can tell you what not to do. Don't do this and don't do this. That didn't work. And so don't be bold and share, you know. Speak your mind.
Yeah, I remember one time I used to say to my son, don't ever tell a woman, hold on. I said, that's a trigger for me. Don't say, hold on. If I say, come here now. But it was actually, they learned a lot living with his sister and me. We made him a great husband.
He is an awesome man. But
listen, this is so funny. He was here with Valentine's Day, his first year with, who is now his wife.
Yeah.
And she was going to school in Orlando and he was driving over there and I called him and we were talking while he was driving over there. And I said, now, what did you get her for Valentine's Day? And he goes, oh, Mom, we're just nothing. She's not like that. I go, son, I'm going to tell you right now, if you stop at Publix and get flowers, if that's all you can do, I'm not kidding you. You get something. I mean, for the next 10 minutes, I'm just talking hard as I can. Blah, 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 blah. Do it. Okay. I could tell he wasn't going to do it. So he didn't do it. Well, they broke up the next day.
Whoa.
And his little bottom lip was hanging. Oh, man. I was miserable for a couple of weeks. And I said, thank the Lord she gave another chance. Now, to this day, if she ever says, I would like something, he's got a thing on his phone that he keeps a list of.
Yeah.
And if you ask him at any given time, hey, what would she like for her birthday? He goes, hang on a second. He'll give you the list.
He's a wise man.
So he learned.
There are no perfect men. There's just getting back up men. There are men that learn that. What'd you learn? Don't do that again. I learned.
Yeah, just talk to them. I'm going to tell this story, right? Yes. One day I was driving on the road and I had about a car full of adolescent boys. Well, I think they forgot I was in the car. And we're all driving on the road and they go, when I get married, I'm on a do 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 do. And they're just talking away like, you know, they're just some big man on campus.
We know what's going on.
And so I let them go for a minute. They weren't being ugly about it or anything. They were just talking like they were just knew everything, you know. And I said, well, if you do that, you're going to be the one sad man on your honeymoon. And this kid who's doing all the talking goes, what do you mean? I go, well, let me just tell you the story. I knew a guy who was just like that. And he just did what he wanted to, never taking into account his wife. So, but then I knew another guy that he knew they'd had a big wedding and it was late at night when they got to the hotel. And he said, sweetie, I know you're tired. Why don't you just take a bath? And tonight we'll just hold one another. And then he said the next day, why don't we just take some time and just touch one another? And then third day when she was relaxed and ready, then they decided together what the next steps were going to be. So these kids are all sitting there listening to me. Their mouths are wide open. And I said, so now let me ask you a question. Which woman do you think
has the better memory
that wants to please her husband and wants to make sure that
he's a happy man.
His needs are met? Is it the woman who her husband was selfless and was thinking about her, or was it the selfish man who just did what he wanted, not taking into account how she was? Because really, she's the crown.
Yeah, buddy.
She's to be honored and treated with love and respect.
Oh, man.
Well, so they're just sitting there listening. I mean, you could have heard a pin drop. And he goes, then this guy goes, dude, we had it all wrong.
Woo!
So There's probably several wives from that little car of boys there.
Yeah, I'm very blessed. Yes, very right. Thankful.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say that talking to your son, I was always very open and honest with my kids.
Yeah.
We talked about everything.
Yeah.
And I would.
And still do to this day.
Yeah, we still do to this. Oh, for sure. I mean, I remember one time my son was probably 11 or 12 and he came around the corner and I said, well, I don't know what you got behind your back, but it doesn't look good. And he goes, he pulls out a Victoria's Secret catalog. And I said, come here, sit down. Let's talk about that for just a minute. And I go, well, first of all, I think it's wonderful that you're interested in women. But I said, here's the problem with stuff like this, because this then a woman becomes just an object to you to fulfill your needs. But the godly way to look at a woman is, again, somebody that you honor and respect as your crown.
Yes.
And so I always think about when I see women like that, that's somebody's daughter and that's somebody's sister.
Yes.
And I said, would you want people to look at your sister that way?
No.
And he said, no, he loves his sister, very protective. And I said, exactly. So honor the fact that that's somebody's sister and somebody's daughter.
Or somebody's mother.
Yeah. I mean, he was great. He was great. But, you know, the more I talked to him, you know, I think the better man he became.
Yes. Yeah. Everybody's looking for truth. They just don't know what it is. It gets clouded sometimes, but everybody's looking for truth. Truth that sets you free. What do you want? I want to know the truth. What's the truth about this? Well, this is. Well, I never heard that. Nobody ever told me that. That's because most guys in locker rooms are in the hallway talking trash. They don't know what the truth is. They're trying to brag about something. They don't have a clue what they're talking about.
Exactly. So just be honest with them. Tell them what a woman likes. They want to know.
Yep, they do.
Okay, Joe, after my last marriage, I never thought I would find love again. I have recently remarried, but we're having a hard time trying to integrate our families together. Just so you know, we are older and our kids are grown and out of the house. Well, we can relate to that a bit.
I think we can.
Well, my kids were like, thank God. We thought we were going to have to take care of her.
Yeah, somebody took mom off her hand. God bless whoever he is. We don't care, but God bless.
Yeah, I mean, your daughters particularly have had a difficult time.
Yes, the other side of the family is different.
Yeah.
Now, they're coming around, but they're coming around slow. And it's like, well, Dad, how could you love someone besides mom? Because I was married to their mother for 45 years. So, well, because your mom died, she went to heaven. She's not thinking about me in heaven. I'm not on her mind in heaven. She's in eternity. It's the miraculous place. You read about Revelation just to get a glimpse of heaven is an incredible place. They're not crying. They're not slobbering. They're not thinking about the past. It's called eternity for a reason. The throne of God's there. The river's coming through the middle. The trees are blossoming everywhere. It is phenomenal. There's nobody's old. Everybody's the same age. It's like it is called heaven for a reason. So anybody's gone to heaven, they're not thinking about us down here. We're down here, though. I don't care who went to heaven, they left. So I remember I tell people, I cried nonstop for 6 weeks my wife died. I couldn't stop crying. I mean, I'd talk normal, then I'd cry. And I talked normal, then I'd cry. And so 6 weeks, I woke up on a Saturday morning after my wife died, and I heard God say to me, now this is just me. This is me. I heard God say, shut up, get up, and get busy. And I thought, you're right. I can't think about my wife. She's gone. She's gone to heaven. She's fine. She's thrilled. She's having a good time. Me, I still got bills to pay and stuff to do down here. I got a ministry to fulfill. It's like, I got to get busy. And so I tell people, when's the last time you cried over your wife? I said, almost 6 years ago when she died. I haven't cried since. I haven't cried since at all. And I don't even think about it. And so an angel has talked to me every day. She said, you ever think about your first wife? I said, no, I don't. And before God, then that may not make me good or bad. It's like, but I don't think about why. I got angel in my life. I'm in love. And God's got a great sense of humor. When Sarah died, Abraham got remarried. Did you read this in the Bible? Abraham got remarried and had six more kids. Now he was 100 when she died. So I don't know how old he is, but he's still dropping babies like rain right out of heaven. I'm sure somebody interviewed him. Abraham, you ever think about Sarah? Who? No, I don't. I'm thinking about my new wife.
the fact is, they may never come around.
Nope, they may not.
Because they're adults and they have a will. And you know, your authorities changed with them once they became adults. What you should do is focus on living your life. Be as kind as you can be. Yes. Be as generous as you can be. But really, you should focus.
But I'm not going out of my way to give you the time of day.
I'm not going to be miserable because of your choices.
No. Because you can't change what other people think or what other people feel. It's called a God. It's a God factor. You'll have to stand before God when they give an account of what you thought, what you said, what you dreamed up. You'll have to give an account for your own life. I'll have to give an account of my life. So I want to make sure I'm living a good, clean life. I repent every day. I forgive every day. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times, then they get back up. I'm not the perfect person. I'm just the getting back up person. But I know how to repent and forgive every day. I don't hold anything against anybody. I don't care what you did. God bless you. Go with God. God bless you. But we know what they did. I don't care what they did. God bless you. You let it go. You let it roll your cares over to God.
You can't live your life for somebody else like that.
No.
All right. I'm out of patience for my husband who never picks up the home. Sound familiar?
We have a club we belong to, guys. Don't pick up.
As the wife, I'm happy to do my part. But how can I get him to do his?
Leave it in the floor.
Well, no, that doesn't work. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one time I decided to let my son's room go. And it was a pigsty. And one day I go in there and he's just in the middle of it playing video games. And I said, son, doesn't this bother you? And he looked around. And he goes, not really.
Woo!
Now, if he ever got mad, which is so rare, he really doesn't have much of a temper, but if he ever did, then he cleaned his room really good. We always knew when he was mad because his room was suddenly spotless. You know what? I would say ask him.
Yes, politely ask him.
Because Joe, on his own, doesn't pick up stuff. But if I say, Joe, would you take out that garbage?
I will.
Joe, will you do this? Will you do that? Would you put that laundry in?
Don't say you never take out the trash. You never pick your laundry. Don't yell at them. Don't just tell them what to do.
You know, when I was young, stuff like that would make me miserable. And I'd make my husband miserable. But now, having a 12-year time where I didn't date or anything, and now that I'm in a marriage, those things are just so... They
it's
don't
just
matter.
Not that big a deal, guys.
It just doesn't matter. You know, I mean... My grandmother said to me once, right before she died, she said, you know, if I had to live my life over again, I'd let those baseboards get a little dusty.
Come on.
I'd let some laundry pile up a little bit.
It's not a heaven or hell issue.
I'd let the dishes sit in the sink a little bit longer, and I would enjoy the people in my life a little bit more.
Oh, come on.
And I thought, man, I don't want to have to say that.
Nope.
I want to enjoy the people in my life every opportunity I get.
Yes.
And so that's what I encourage you to do. It's not a hill that's worth dying on. So just say, hey, sweetie, would you mind, while you're in there watching TV dusting, would you mind picking up the kids' toys before you go to bed?
They'll love you for it.
Yeah.
They'll love you
for
it.
He won't mind doing it.
No.
He'll just do it. But, honey... He's never going to see it.
No, he's not. So saying you never, you should have, you could have, it won't work.
I'll come into Joe's office sometimes and there'll be spoons and forks from who knows when. And I'll just pick them up. Don't say a word.
I'll get about a dozen. It's not worth going to the kitchen. I'll wait till I get about a dozen.
Yeah, but what he doesn't get, since he's new to Florida, we have a thing here. Doesn't matter how clean your house is, they're called roaches.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
And they're very attracted to dirty dishes. So we have our own challenges over here at the McGee house. And the biggest challenge is Mr. McGee himself.
Whoa, put my name on a bell somewhere.
How about this? I'm going to pray for you and your husband. You pray for me. Hey, we love you guys so much. Hey, today let's pray a blessing on families today, will you?
Father, we thank you for those that are listening, those that are watching. Father, we pray a great blessing on everyone who has ears to hear, Father.
Yes.
We say, take blindness from our minds, enlighten the eyes of understanding, send labors across our path, grow us up, place us in the middle of your will in the last days. Don't leave us on the sideline, Father.
Right.
Put us in the middle of your will in the last days. We say thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless, guys.
Your family, and you are highly blessed this week. Amen. We love you.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.